Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right, first week, 2015. Mountain to be out of the way. And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. We're going to second hour. Second hour, we're going to first we're going to talk to Robert Patton from Sheath Underwear. You guys have been buying some Sheath Underwear. And we're going to talk some more about that. And then second half of the second hour, we're going to talk to Athena Means. And Athena runs GunGoddess.com, which is they sell concealed carry purses. And she's got something to say about concealed carry purses. So we're going to talk to her about that. Coming from the desk of Masad Ayoub at Personal Defense World, he decided to talk about Castle Doctrine. You can get in trouble thinking you're simply living by the Castle Doctrine. It's a tenet of English common law from which our American law so largely derives. But you need to read the fine print in it. If you're forced to shoot somebody that's breaking into your house and you're forced to invoke Castle Doctrine, it'd probably be pretty nice to know what it actually says. Wouldn't it? So, Castle Doctrine, it allows, you know, as it applies to you and me, it means that if you or me or if I or you, whatever, let's get rid of grammatics. And promo code, I just got this in a text on, with Sheath Underwear, promo code Frady saves you 20%. If you or I are attacked at home, we do not have to retreat. We may stand our grounds and we may defend ourselves with whatever force is necessary. The fine print is found not only in the law itself, but in case law, the interpretation of laws by the higher courts, which bind courts that follow at trial level with subsequent such cases. The law itself articulates certain exemptions, so will the case law, and in the end there are going to be at least two other elements in play that only those actually involved in trials seem to know about: trial strategy and jury psychology. Ayoub has talked to a bunch of lawyers, and he's found that they tell him that they didn't learn much about trial tactics in law school. Law school taught them the law. They had to learn trial tactics on the job. And trial tactics is when bad lawyers try to stick it to good people, sometimes involve coming up with a fantasy of what happened. Now, you and I would cry shenanigans when uttered by an attorney, some of these things they come up with. Dignified as the plaintiff's theory of the case, and must be treated in court as if it could be every bit as valid as the actual truth that you, the defender, who justifiably pulled the trigger, are trying to get across to the judge and jury. Jury psychology is very much in the same category, but you are the king or queen of your castle. Your home is your castle. You are not, however, allowed in your castle to install an execution chamber. I've heard, and I have said myself, I can and will shoot any stranger I find in my house because Castle Doctrine says I can. And unfortunately, that simply isn't the case. In one lawsuit in Florida, a man paid out a great deal of money when he shot a workman who, upon the shooter's request, had come to his home to repair some store damage. In the early morning twilight, the homeowner saw the man with a long object over his shoulder that he thought was a gun, so the homeowner opened fire and inflicted permanently crippling injury. And that cost him a lot of money. He was lucky he did not go to prison for it. Another man set a trap for burglars and caught two, a young couple. He shot and killed both the boy and teen girl when neither was trying to harm him. He is now in prison, convicted of murder, and is probably going to die there. You need to ask yourself, how many people have you given keys to your house? Now, you wouldn't have given out those keys if you didn't think you were putting them in responsible, trustworthy hands. But now you have to ask yourself a second question. Have I ever known anyone I loved and or trusted who had something horrible happen in their life and seemed to go nuts for a while and perhaps just do something incredibly stupid? Now, in one case that you've looked at, he looked at one coming out of New England. A man was blindsided by his wife with a demand for divorce, coupled with the cruelest imaginable diatribe against his attributes as a husband and a man. This stunned him a bit, and he blindly walked out of his house to his car, grabbing his keys off a key rack as he exited the door and just drove away. He was wearing casual evening clothes and did not have his wallet, ID, or cash on his person. When he came to his senses late on that very cold night, he realized he didn't have the wherewithal to get a hotel room nor a cell phone with which to call friends for help. But on his key ring were keys to his own home he couldn't go back to that night, and the keys to the home of a good friend, which he watched over when the friend was out of town. He decided that if he just went there, he could let himself in quietly, crash on the couch, and explain to his friend in the morning. As he entered the home in question, his friend, who lived alone, heard the door open and reached for his gun. Further out west, the male half of a childless couple heard the door open up downstairs, awakening him from sleep. He realized his wife was sleeping next to him and no one else was supposed to be in the house. He grabbed his gun and his flashlight, went looking for the threat, not realizing that the door had been opened by his young brother-in-law, who had finished his college finals early, arriving in town late, and thought he'd let himself in with his own key. And surprise, the hosts who are expecting, you know, surprise the hosts of the house, the homeowners, when they woke up in the morning. Both of those cases, thankfully, did not end in tragedy. Good sense allowed each homeowner to identify the target and realize that they should not shoot. Another thing to take into consideration is everybody that lives in your house, enjoys the castle doctrine protection. It's their castle, too. That includes people you have invited into your home. If you're having a party and a guest becomes unexpectedly belligerent, you really need to announce loudly that they need to leave. Then if this person becomes violent, starts a fight that you have to finish, it will be critically important later that he was clearly advised that he was no longer an invited guest. It's a little bit like having a vampire in the house. Most lethal assaults occur in homes either between members of the household themselves or one of those and an invited guest. And they don't always turn out well for the good guy or gal. Jury psychology is something that you have to understand, and that's what we'll cover that in the next segment. But castle doctrine covers home and curtilage, which means closely associated grounds and outbuildings. A porch or attached garage or carport is usually considered curtilage. Exactly what outbuildings may constitute curtilage may be interpreted by individual jurisdictions' case law as determined by the relevant higher courts. Human instinct is going to tell you to protect your house and your grounds. And we're going to talk about the things you can get into trouble with while you're trying to do so when we get back. There we go. All right, we'll be right back. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load.
Have you ever wondered if you could make electric, light, or heat in your home for free? It is now a new day. How about a motor that charges batteries at the same time? What if this also restores useless batteries and saves you lots of money? Come to our Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on March 7th and 8th in Chicago. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-304-2954. 208-304-2954.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
All right, welcome back. And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. Talking about the, well, just trying to fill in a few gaps on the Castle Doctrine. Now, we've talked about some of the things that can happen and have happened. Now let's talk about jury psychology a little bit, because this is very important. Jury psychology is very important. Now, Like I said before we went to break, human instinct tells us to protect our house and grounds. And your grounds and your buildings on your property are covered by something called curtilage. But if you are awoken in the middle of the night or during, you know, if it happens while you're there during the day, if you seem to notice trouble outside of your four walls that could possibly threaten you and your mate and your cubs, instinct can impel you to go out there and find out what's going on. And if you have some sort of reason to perceive danger, then you'd be sort of stupid not to arm yourself. But here's the problem. Juries in castle doctrine cases tend to be very forgiving of citizens who harm strangers invading their houses, but are singularly unforgiving of people they see as having gone out looking for trouble. That might not be the right, you know, that may not be right. It may not be how we think things should be, but that does seem to be how it is, you know. Better to find out listening to this right now than to find out later down the road with a prosecutor and a jury looking at you like, oh, so you went out looking for trouble, did you? The strategy of bunkering up in your house, calling the police, and making the intruder come to you is a tactically valid one. The intruder is forced to make all kinds of mistakes in and on unknown ground, and will probably eventually bring him to you on a path where you know he must come. That is also, by happy coincidence, a strategy much more defensible in court when home defense situations require the householder to use defensive legal force. Lethal force, too. So, as you know, I'm a big castle doctrine person. Carry a gun everywhere I go. I could possibly be looked at as a mad dog. That doesn't mean I'm going to quit being a mad dog. But, I guess it's never been part of my strategy to see somebody walking around outside on the road go, it's a zombie, and then start taking pot shots at them. Now, they take shots at me while I'm just sitting here. Well, then I guess all bets are off at that point. But a good rule of thumb, is to simply let them come to you, and that'll be okay in court anyway. Coming out of New Jersey, Governor Chris Christie's administration is proposing some more gun control in the form of security requirements for firearm retailers, wholesalers, manufacturers, and employees of the same in the state. This is something that has originated from what the state police there are calling lapses in oversight and several thefts that have occurred as a result. And this has led to at least one death in the last 10 years. According to NJ.com, the new gun control would require dealers and manufacturers to make gun records available for inspection to state police. It would also put rules in place requiring dealers to immediately notify state and local police if their security systems fail. And if by chance the security system cannot be repaired within 24 hours, a dealer could be allowed to move the guns to another license location with approval of the state police. This comes just 1 month after Chris Christie said New Jersey gun control laws might be a little too strict. And this also comes as Christie is considering running for president in 2016. Now, in order for him to be successful in any presidential run, he's going to have to appeal to people in states like Iowa, New Hampshire, and South Carolina, because they all hold very early presidential caucuses or primaries. And with the exception of the last one, most of those states have picked, those three states have normally picked the guy who eventually got the nomination. And unfortunately for Chris Christie, these are sort of gun-loving states. So him putting up some more gun control is not going to play very well, I don't think. But I don't think he should be. He doesn't need to run anyway. He doesn't need to run anyway. I want to draft either Scott Walker or Sam Brownback. I would take either one of those guys. I could get behind either one of those guys. And when you think about it, we need to have a governor become president. We've done very well with governors as presidents. George W. notwithstanding, but I'm ready to have somebody with some chief executive experience instead of somebody just playing 52 pickup with policy and running it like it's his and having a... one of the things I noticed is that they're not calling what happened in France Islamic terrorism. Howard Dean, who still looks for his 15 minutes of fame, got on television the other day and said, this is not Islamic terrorism. This is just an act of violence. Oh, gosh. Well, unfortunately, we live in the United States where we see some acts of violence most of the time, and they're not running around going, Allahu Akbar, as they perpetrate that and saying that they have avenged the prophet and targeting people that make fun of the prophet. So the other thing that I've noticed coming out of this that I find, it's a shame, really. I think this is the precursor to us watching us lose Europe to Islam. I really do. So we'll look at that as time goes on. Eventually we'll have to deal with it. I'm not overly concerned because they invited that upon themselves. They really did. They're looking at in France, Holland is not wanting to call this Islamic terrorism. He doesn't want to get involved and put himself out there saying this because he doesn't want to look like an Islamophobe. I'm not an Islamophobe, but if somebody's doing something in the name of Islam, and if something is doing that as a member of the nation of Islam or the Islamic faith or something, it's Islamic because they have changed. They've changed something that nobody wants to print cartoons anymore. And they did this through violence and intimidation. That is the classic definition of terrorism. The classic definition of terrorism. Although I'm not really ready to call those two shooters. I'm not really ready to call them these tactical pros that everybody seems to think they seem to be from that 40-second video. I need a little more information on that. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers, and we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes heart and body extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The Freeze Dry Guy presents Freeze Dried Turkey, Freeze Dried Ham, and the No Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guy's No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. U.S. Representative Jim Sensenbrenner has put forth a bill eliminating the ATF. There's a lot of reasons to eliminate the ATF. I'm all for it. Let me categorically state that. Any agency that targets and creates crime where there was none, that's not law enforcement. That's law creation. But they have a lot of operational failures. The Milwaukee storefront operation, Operation Fearless and Brainless. It turned out they also had concurrent operations in Wichita, Portland, and Pensacola. And they did things like exploiting mentally disabled teenagers, giving them a neck tattoo, paying a brain-damaged man with an IQ in the 50s to set up gun and drug deals, exploiting other low-intelligence marks, letting teens smoke pot, providing them with alcohol at an undercover location, encouraging thefts by buying stolen merchandise, no questions asked, allowing felons to walk out of such operations with guns, and in one case, hiring a felon to run a pawn shop. I wonder if it had a FFL. They also lose their own guns. Between 2009 and 2013, they lost 49 of them. They've lost them in cars and in bathrooms and in bars. This in spite of a bureau rule that requires service weapons when not being carried shall be stored in secured locked locations. This is all the kind of stuff that they told us that they needed a permanent director for, and this is how we got B. Todd Jones. But these embarrassments continue to happen under his watch. They go unreported by the mainstream press because then an inconvenient admission would have to be made. The supposed inadequacy of a string of acting ATF heads since 2006 was precisely the rationale given to pressure the Senate into confirming a permanent director. It became very, very important that this happened after Operation Fast and Furious. After the death of U.S. Border Patrol agent Ryan Terry was tied to that, and estimated hundreds of others, I think thousands of others, was exposed. With that as a backdrop, why shouldn't they be disbanded and folded over into other agencies? Well, there are some things in there. Now, there's some things about this, because the FBI was complicit in some of this stuff, and DEA was complicit in some of this stuff. According to Fast and Furious whistleblower John Dodson, the RIP crew that killed Brian Terry was working at the behest of the FBI and DEA at the time. Even within the ATF themselves, you can see comments on cleanupatf.org where they view Jones as a unwilling midwife or its rebirth as a different creature. So, there are those out there, though, that think it'd be better to keep the devil we know, which I really don't get that. I don't understand. I don't understand why we would want to keep them. However, there are a couple of people that I do respect that think that they should not be disbanded. They don't think disbanding the ATF is in the interest of gun owners. Richard Feldman of the Independent Firearms Owners Association and Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America. Now, Feldman arranged the 1997 White House Rose Guard agreement with Bill Clinton when handgun manufacturers agreed to provide child safety locks with handguns. He also wrote a book called Ricochet, Confessions of a Gun Lobbyist, heartily endearing him to the National Rifle Association, which he characterized as a cynical mercenary cult. But they believe merging ATF with FBI would be a very dangerous mix. And I'm not the one to say they should do that. I just think the ATF needs to go away. Now, does that mean that all of those agents get put out of a job? Sure, why not? Why not? Happens all the time, doesn't it, in private sector? I think the proposition, and this is probably the first time I've ever gone against opinions of people like Pratt and Feldman. I think that if you're going to stop this kind of thing, that you start with somebody and you keep going. You don't just say, well, we've done it now, it's all done, let's go have a beer. I think you start somewhere, and then you start, then when you finish with them, you move on to the next group. If the FBI has malfeasance going on, and apparently the FBI, with Fast and Furious, the FBI had, they're the ones administering the background check, aren't they? Yeah. They allowed, in some cases, a couple of felons in Fast and Furious to buy up to 900 guns. There are those that Pratt thinks that the ATF would hide under the FBI skirts. The FBI doesn't get criticized nearly as much as the ATF, and that's because they don't do boneheaded stuff and then let it get out. They do a real good. They do really good public relations work. It is so bad within the ATF that if you are a whistleblower, they're told to stay away from established channels to defend against retaliation. The so-called Whistleblower Protection Act, in the estimation of some people, has actually been seen as a Trojan horse, a trap that ends up sucking the whistleblower into a long-term process that predictably ends up with the whistleblower as the target. Now, corruption, you know, the ATF, I talked about a rules change they made yesterday. The ATF is constantly changing rules where there's no clamoring for those changes of the rules. Constantly doing it. And each one of those individual rule changes they make is just another chip out of the base. Now, we can do what we can try to do to keep all of this corruption from being unburied or buried. But at the end of the day, my question is this. Getting out there and conceding to them, saying, well, you know, it'd be just as bad if they went to the FBI, if they were sucked into the FBI, if they merged with the FBI. Doesn't that mean that we need to look at the ATF and the FBI? Doesn't it mean we need to look at things and say, okay, one of these has become redundant. We need to get rid of one and clean up the other. Just because the ATF would be done away with does not mean the FBI gets to go rampant. I'm not ready to concede the check and balance. I'm really not. But some people out there think it would be better to keep let the devil you know stay out there and not try to mess with the devil you don't know. I just don't agree. That's all. That's their big problem. I'm sure we'll see. I'm going to have a chat with Pratt about that. I may have read a bad quote from him. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall call between you and the IRS, 1-800-425-4610, or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Walland Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Walland Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall and Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrant, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. For all of you who have listened to me for a while, who think that you are like-minded as I am, what I'm about to tell you is not for you. If you are sitting next to someone that might not be listening, roll his chair your way. If you're listening later on a podcast and you have earbuds, give one earbud to somebody else. Because this is the Beware the Anecdote segment. The anecdote, which is a grammatical term. This is what most of the low-info, non-activist people get assailed with on a constant basis through headlines and false talking points. And if you look at the pile of anecdotes, I can throw you a bunch of anecdotes, if you will, from a bunch of different people that believe the way I do, and then I can back them up with scholarly sources. One thing conspicuously absent in gun control memes is this lack of scholarly sources. There are no articles made by scholars in favor of gun control based upon any sort of viable, backed-up method. It's almost all anecdotes. Here's one from a newspaper. I don't know which newspaper. Mass shootings on the rise. Scholarly sources like James Allen Fox say this is not so. And James Allen Fox is not a Second Amendment aficionado. He says they are flat. And here's the thing about mass shootings. Especially school shootings. Back in the day, you used to have school rifle teams. You used to have Boy Scout marksmanship merit badges. You used to have youths that were going hunting right after school. I went to school with some of them. And there were guns at school back in the day. And it's not about guns. Guns, actually, back in those days, you could have one delivered to your house through mail order. You could go to Ace Hardware and find one. Now that's all contracted. It's less easy to get a gun now than it was back in those days. And there has been a change. There has been a change, but it has nothing to do with guns. We've actually had two changes. We have had a change where we've seen society begin to decay. The family structure has been assaulted every time you turn around, which is one reason I'm very pleased that the gun control movement has decided to try to emulate the gay marriage movement. They're going to take a piece of decay and use that in a, pour a piece of decay, which is nothing but rot. And then the other thing that's gone wrong is that with our young people, I mean our really young people, babies in some cases, if they don't go to sleep when we think they should go to sleep, and if we go to our doctor and say, well, he's not sleeping the way I think he should be sleeping. How old is little Tommy? 3 months old. Let's put him on an SSRI drug. Give him a little Paxil. Let's give him a little Zoloft. And we're taking these young brains before they're fully developed, and we're assaulting them. And despite all of that, school shootings, mass shootings, spree shooters, that is flat. Then you, coming from the New York Times, and youth deaths, some see a Montana law gone wrong. That's somehow stating that freedom caused a death. And one thing that they very conspicuously leave out is all of the other things that accidentally cause deaths, which, if you look at guns versus everything else, on unnatural deaths, there's 2.5 million unnatural deaths in the United States per year on average. And if you look at what the leading contributor of that is, that's going to be alcohol and tobacco. And close on the heels of that is medical misadventure. And coming in dead last are guns. Accidents with guns. It is far more dangerous to have a pool in your backyard and have small children. It's far more dangerous to have small children in a car. That is actually a fact. That's a statistic. When you fall prey to anecdotes, you're making a call based upon emotion, based upon not compassion. I have compassion. When I see one of these incidents, I have compassion. I don't feel good about it at all. I don't like it. I wish I was there. I wish I had been there. Because I know what I would do if I were there in the capacity I walk around daily. And I absolutely abhor unnatural death when it comes to being murdered. Some things you simply can't get away from, but being murdered, that's one we need to fight on every front. However, I don't think that there's any one instance that I could ever look at with everything trending down, which it is. Everything is trending down. Accidental deaths for children with guns, trending down. Homicide with guns, trending down. Everything is trending down. It's going down slowly, slowly, but it's going down. It's not going up. Should be exploding based upon what they say. More guns mean more crime. Well, we should just be awash in it. I should be in a running gunfight right now in the studio. I should be right now having to engage everybody I know because they have guns. Now, here's the truth of the matter. Where you see regulation loosening in some cases, that the people there are better off. With one glaring omission, one glaring exception, excuse me. My state, which is a shall-issue state, for some reason is the fifth most dangerous state in the United States. And that's because we've recently been discovered by the gangs. For as many people as we have in the state, concealed carry permits are not that high. They're not as high as I think they should be. We have somewhere north of 4 million residents. We have a couple of 100,000 plus concealed carry permits. And that's because we exist in a state of apathy here. Very apathetic here. Anybody thinks, hey, listen, South Carolina, deep red state, apathetic as the day is long. The number of guns in society right now is larger than it has ever been. Crime is lower than it has been in a very long time. People walk about you, all around you, all of you that are listening that didn't get a chance to earlier, maybe. The people that are listening to you, listening to me, that just brought you to me, they make you safer and you don't even know it. They make you safer, not because they listen to me, because they carry a gun. That is the ultimate statement of self-reliance. Taking on that mantra of being the first responder, your own first responder, because that's the choice you have. You can be your own first responder, or you can wait. You can call your first responder. And what are you doing? You're making a phone call, a panicked phone call, to call somebody. And what has he got that you don't have? He's got a gun. So for all of you that, you know, live all for the anecdote, please participate in the Republic with us, would you? We need all hands on deck on this one. It's very, it's something that everything that you see around you that you don't like, we can arrest, but we have to do it together. I can't do it alone. My gun carrying, owning brethren and sisters can't do it alone. We need everybody. Stop listening to the magic box. Put the magic box on Netflix and watch some movies or something. Don't get your news there, because that's going to be filtered and agenda-driven. It's not news. It's opinion. Coming up next hour from Sheath Underwear, we're going to be joined by Robert Patton. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com.